From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Luna Manning. This week, we are speaking with Paul Humphreys, Commonwealth Professor of Philosophy and co-director of UVA Center for the Study of Data and Knowledge.
My name is Paul Humphreys. I'm a member of the philosophy department at UVA, and I grew up in the UK, as you can probably tell from my voice. One thing that I personally always look for in any kind of art is creativity. And I suspect I was influenced by the fact that the part of London where I grew up was the epicenter of the kind of British rock explosion. The primary school I went to, I could hear John McVie, later of Fleetwood Mac, practicing. I had no idea who he was. Just down the road from my high school was where the Rolling Stones first got together, Who were in One Suburb Over, and all that kind of thing. And so there was a tremendous amount of creative input into music at that time. And it's a kind of thing that I very much like. I used to like classical music very much, but with all due respect to classical musicians who are amazingly talented, I find the confining rules of classical music something that somehow draw me away from it. So I like jazz, I like progressive rock of various kinds, and anything where you can take something and run with it and make up something on the fly, I think is a great testament to the human creative spirit. Well, maybe we disagree a little bit here on how much work that modern digital media actually requires. I am a great advocate of supporting technological advances in the creative arts. Yes, going back to what I was saying about kind of 1960s rock, I mean, it was the availability of those new electronics that really allowed people to go off in a completely different direction than music had taken before. And it's the same thing with computer-assisted music or computerized art and so forth. I think that the prospects for art with virtual reality are enormously appealing. That it's a completely new medium, something that it's taken us from the traditional kind of two-dimensional or static three-dimensional medium of painting and traditional sculpture into something that's a completely new realm. And it's not simply that somebody has to have a novel idea for the content, but they have to execute it. And that, doing that in the right kind of way, takes a lot of skill. I wouldn't underestimate that. The finished project always looks easy, but not when you're trying to get there yourself. I do think that we humans need to get over ourselves a bit, and the creative products of machines are very, very interesting, and I think that we should accept them, explore them, and take it as a real advance in our way of maybe understanding how very different kinds of cognitive agents are exploring the world. I think it's a very exciting kind of advance, and we shouldn't feel threatened by it. I think we should grasp it and really appreciate it for what it is.
Look out for these events coming up soon.
Please listen carefully.
On Friday, September 15th at 5 p.m., check out Campbell Hall 153 for Bodies Information, a free lecture by Andrew Cudliss, put on by the School of Architecture at UVA. Andrew Cudliss is a designer based in Oakland, California, where he is an associate professor at the California College of Arts. We would be remiss not to mention WTJU's Free Fall Concert Series, which continues this Saturday, the 16th. This week is Sivo Sabroso Latin Music and Culture Festival, running from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. This event is free and will take place at the one and only Ix Art Park. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. This interview was recorded and edited by Chase Browning. I'm Lona Manick. You're listening to WTJU.